This is the brief on the 2026 Magento Migration Guide for Australian retailers. So, what's this all about? Well, this guide is basically a wake-up call. It spells out the huge financial and security risks of running outdated e-commerce software, and more importantly, gives Australian businesses a roadmap to get things sorted. All right, first up, the hidden cost of just waiting. Look, support for Magento 1 ended way back in 2020. That means your old site, it's a sitting duck for hackers with zero security patches. And with Australian privacy laws, that's a massive legal headache. On top of that, speed is everything. Get this, 53% of mobile shoppers will just leave if your site takes more than 3 seconds to load. Ouch. Second, let's get real about what migration actually means. Moving from Magento 1 to 2 is not a simple software update, it's a full-on rebuild. A complete demolition and reconstruction. All your custom code, your extensions, they won't transfer. They have to be rewritten. It's definitely expensive, but it's the only way you're going to get the performance and security you need. And finally, let's talk timeline. A simple migration might take a few weeks, but for complex stores, you're looking at 3 to 6 months. You've got to audit every single extension, and this is absolutely crucial, use 301 redirects. If you don't, you'll lose all your hard-earned SEO rankings overnight. So yeah, migration is a huge investment, but it's the only way to stay compliant, secure, and deliver the speed that modern shoppers just demand. In the Australian e-commerce market, your platform is either keeping up or it's actively holding you back. So don't wait for a crash to upgrade.